Hello.
Hi, this is Imani giving a courtesy call back from Omax Health. How may I assist you today?
I just spoke to a representative yesterday. They gave me a credit for $70-something, and then I checked my account. And I said, well, $70. It was $39.95 that I purchased it, and then it, but he gave me overpaid me. But then I seen that the original one was 39. And then you give me a credit for 79, but you charge me 79 too. So I don't know what that's all about. So I need a credit for the 39 right now. I think it was 30, 38 or 39 or something like that.
Okay, let's see here. If you don't mind, may I please have the spelling of your first and last name just so I can locate an account for you?
It's Brian with an I, and it's Nisivacci is the last name, Nisivoccia.
Nisi.
Vocciia.
Nisicia. Perfect.
I think they spilled me maybe for another batch or something, but I told them when they signed me up that not to do that. I want to make sure the product works and everything before you do that.
Okay, no problem. Let me see here. I'm having a little bit of a hard time locating your account. Give me one moment. Okay. Okay, give me one second here. I'm sure I'll find you.
It's Brian with a Brian and Nisivacia. N as in Nancy, Isi, V as in Victor, Occia.
Occia. Okay, that's what I have. Okay. Oh, so, and for some reason, the only account I'm pulling here, the first name is Dan on the account, and it's in New Jersey. That wouldn't be you or anybody that you're associated with.
No, Dan is a Vacia.
Yeah, that's the only account that I'm pulling here.
What town in New Jersey?
Belleville?
Yeah, there's a Belleville, there's a Dan, but that's not
That's not you.
no, but I live in Belleville as well, but the mailing address is in Clifton.
Okay, let me click onto this account and see here. And this one is canceled, and I don't see any refunds being processed. So, give me one second here. I'm not pulling it, but you
Well,
did speak with a
I called
representative.
yesterday. Yes, yesterday. They gave me a confirmation number as well.
Okay. Let's see here. Maybe I can look you up
But
with
I don't
that
have the
key.
confirmation number with me. It's in
Oh.
my car.
No
But
problem.
what I'm saying is they billed me originally for $39.95. And then she said she issued me a credit for 70 something. I went home to check to see why, if it was 70 and it was 30 something on the March 23rd or 4th, I think it was. And then I guess she's automatically billed me again, because you did mention to me when you sold me the product that you're going to automatically bill it. And I says, no, don't do that, because a lot of these products I try that are over the cap, that are not prescribed, that and they don't work. And so I asked her for a refund, the $39.95, but she gave me a refund of 79. But that yet you billed me for 79 too. So you did what I didn't want you to do. You billed me actually. So I don't know
Let's
why you did
see
that. So
here.
she said she was gonna give me a credit for the 79, but I would need a credit also for the 39.
Okay. And then do you recall how she located your account? Was it with the phone number, the zip
Maybe
code?
the phone number. I'll give you my phone number. It's
Yeah, let's try that.
973
973
519-4807.
519-4807. Oh my goodness. Okay. Of course, it's just my luck. I'm not locating you here, and I'm sure that the last person did. If you don't mind, could you just provide me with your 5-digit zip code? I'm gonna go through the zip codes here.
My zip code is 07015, my mailing zip code.
Okay. I did locate your account. Thank you for that. For some reason, that your last name is misspelled in our system.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm sorry about that, but I did locate you here. Okay. So I see a refund processed for $79.99. It says item refund accepted. And then you're saying you're seeing another bill for, on the same card, for ending in 0213.
Yeah, they billed me for $79.95,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't give me the refund yet because it was only one day. My bank said to me that it'll take 2-3 days, and she did say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said she was going to give me a refund for $79, I said, I don't think that was the amount. I think it was 30-something, if I recall. So I called my bank up today. My bank says, yes, March 23rd, they billed me for $39.95. Mm-hmm. I was calling in to get that refund put on my account.
Oh.
To ship the product back to you, but instead she gave me $79.95. She didn't give me the $39.95. But yet they did bill me for $79. But I didn't get no new product. But I specifically told the operator that do not send me no new product because they said they automatically will send it to you. I said don't do that. Make sure you don't do that because I try a lot of these products and they don't work, and this one didn't work. So I hope you didn't mail anything out yet to me, because I asked you not to, and the original 39, I would need an issue credit for that as well.
Okay, I'm going to see if there's a duplicate account here for you, just to make sure, because I only see one for one order for the OMAX Sleep 2-box subscription, and that was $79.99, and she went and issued the credit for that one. Now, I'm going to see if, just make sure that you don't have two accounts with us that may be billing, and that may be why you're seeing it. Yeah, give
me
one.
You did bill the original 39,
mm-hmm.
and you did bill 79 just the other day. So she, I didn't even know that you billed me 79 when she told me she'd give me the credit for 79.
Oh, I see where you're talking about. Yep, I see it right here. $39.95, the original order that was on the 15th. Now, let's see.
The one that I would need the credit on.
Okay. Okay, give me one second. I have to check with my supervisor how we should work this one out for you, because we do have like a 30-day return policy. And usually if you're in within the 30 days, we just tell you to send it back for the full refund. But since you exceeded the 30 days, they gave you the credit for the $79.99. But let me see what I can work out.
I didn't receive the product until way after the 23rd. Oh,
okay. I'll definitely mention that as well. Let me review the notes as well and grab that tracking. I'm going to send it all over to my supervisor and just see what she lets me know. Can I put you on a really brief hold?
Sure. Thank you.
No problem. And I'm still here just waiting on a response. Just give me one second.
Thank you. Kings and Chatham, maybe, or Kings and Summer?
I'm sorry?
No, no, I was talking to my girlfriend. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Thank you.
We were just going to go there on Sunday. Remember?
Good thing we did.
Poor Brian. I said to Beth, oh, my God. I said, I don't kill Brian. And she laughed. I said, I think I broke up with him four times and kicked him out. I said, go back to your apartment. This poor guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the abuse I get from her, Mrs. Spina.
Save me a copy.
She's very stubborn girl, Mrs. Spina.
Yes, but I did a lot of cleaning today, and tomorrow I told Brian by May 1st, Robinson, we're going back to work May 15th.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I think
yes.
So.
Well, then maybe the mayor won't open until June 1st. But I don't think I can stay home until June 1st. Well, tell Dad, if he's like one of these things Friday, I'm going back out. Okay.
That's your mom should have it.
Oh, good. No, you get the real deal. You don't. Right. I said, you know, I felt bad for Peter. Was he okay? I said, I didn't really get
to
see Peter. And then she said, no. And then she goes, you guys were awfully close. You were awfully close to Boris' kid.
Oh, these are really good. Actually, yeah. Your mom, she had it.
Yeah.
Did she hear
it?
Did your mom have one yet?
Did you have a cupcake of family?
We have it. We had,
the ice cream?
No. Oh, right.
Now, that caramel corn I gave you, be careful. Because Debbie and Robinson, they broke their tooth on that popcorn. I bought that popcorn at Bloomingdale's. So tell Dad, just be careful. There's no nuts in it, but just be careful because it's a plastic caramel corn. So try that. I have this beautiful caramel corn. Can you open it? Beautiful. What are you
Okay, just one more moment here. I got my supervisor typing now. I see them looking at the message. Okay, thank you so much. So after just reviewing the notes a little bit more here, I see that the previous representative refunded you due to the item being pending there. So I do see what you were saying. So I was authorized to go ahead and issue your credit for that $39.95. Now, it will take that same time frame of 3 to 5 business days, but you should see it within that you know,
okay.
Time.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And the credit will go through for the $79 in a few days, my bank said as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay, right. And you didn't send nothing out yet, right?
No, nothing has been sent for that one. And then the other one, I see
she
here.
That, she said just to keep it. Or,
yep.
She said,
I see that on the note. Yep.
All right. So I'm sorry the product didn't work. You know, like I said, I did try several different products over the course of a year. And it's just, I was on a prescribed medicine at one point in time, and I got off of it, and I was doing well. And then I get these binges, I should say, where I don't sleep, and then I wanted to try the product. But a lot of them don't. They just don't either agree with me or they don't work.
Oh, I completely understand. Well, I'm so sorry about that, but we do have you completely refunded here and canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that should do it. So I don't. You made a note, and it's I don't have to call. It'll be credited the 30th. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that.
No problem. Thanks for calling on Max Health.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.